Welcome to Shout, Black Gospel Music Moments. I'm Robert Darden. Like great gospel music? When you have a group as great as the Spirit of Memphis Quartet, you got an embarrassment of riches. Any one of a dozen or two songs will do. Part of the problem, of course, is the Spirit of Memphis went through nearly as many members during its nearly 30-year career. But they were at their peak from about 1949 to 1953, wrecking churches and auditoriums everywhere they went. This is the classic Spirit of Memphis lineup, with soloists Wilmer, Little Axe Broadnecks, Silas Steele, Jethro Bledsoe, and bassist Earl Malone. Every song from this era is a celebration of gospel music. So let's pick a track from 1951. The Black Gospel Music Restoration Project at Baylor University has a well-loved, and by that I mean battered and scratched, copy of the original Every Time I Feel the Spirit. This spiritual has everything. The three singers trading lead vocal duties, that wonderful clank-a-lanka rhythm in the background, and Malone providing the bottom with his booming bass voice. Despite all of their talent, the Spirit of Memphis was never as big as the Soul Stirrers or Dixie Hummingbirds. But as Kip Larnell writes in his book on the gospel groups of Memphis, when the Spirit of Memphis did travel, large crowds were usually there to hear them. And here's a taste why. I'm Robert Darden. Shout, Black Gospel Music Moments, is produced by KWBU, the Black Gospel Music Restoration Project at Baylor University Libraries, and is funded by generous support from the Pritchard Foundation.